Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple and Google are delivering the first version of their Exposure Notification API to selected developers working on apps for public health organizations. After this test round, the API is expected to be released broadly in mid-May. The updates come in a beta to Apple's Xcode 11.5 and iOS 13.5, and to Google Play Services and Android Developer Studio. Apple and Google will release sample code on Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that any residents in LA County can sign up at coronavirus.lacity.org to schedule a free COVID-19 test, even if they do not currently exhibit symptoms. Users must prove that they live in the county, and those that have symptoms will get priority on same-day and next-day appointments. Currently, the city has 34 testing centers and a daily capacity of 18,000 tests. Intel announced its new 10th-generation desktop processors, codenamed Comet Lake, the fifth iteration of the company's Skylake microarchitecture and built on a 14-nanometer process. 32 processors were announced in total, with the top-line i9-10900K including 10 cores, 20 threads, a base clock of 3.7 GHz, with a thermal velocity boost clock up to 5.3 GHz when kept under 70 degrees Celsius. All i3, i5, i7, and i9 models will include hyperthreading. i7 and i9 models support DDR4 2933 memory, with all other processors supporting DDR4 2666. The lineup includes F SKUs that don't include integrated graphics, as well as T processors that operate at a 35-watt TDP. The CPUs all use the new LGA 1200 socket, with Intel also releasing the new Z490, B460, and H470 motherboard chipsets to support it. Reddit introduced a new chat tool called Start Chatting, which will randomly match up to 7 users in a given subreddit into a chat. The feature will roll out to 16,000 Safer Work subreddits and expanding to others in the coming weeks. Users can exchange messages, share posts, or send GIFs in the chat. Users can report chats to Reddit within a conversation or block other users so they won't be paired up with them in chats going forward. Google announced new policies for the Chrome Web Store designed to cut down on duplicate entries and malicious extensions. Starting August 27th, duplicate extensions, extensions that only have a single purpose, like loading a single web page, and that abuse browser notifications will be banned, as well as those that use keyword spam in metadata. Developers have until that date to update existing extensions, with Google delisting those that don't comply after that time. Facebook began rolling out its image transfer tool in the US and Canada, letting users transfer images to Google Photos. The tool originally launched in Ireland in December last year as part of Facebook's work with the data transfer project. Facebook says that once the tool rolls out globally, Facebook will work to enable transferring images to Microsoft, Apple, Twitter, and other companies that join the data transfer program. The Raspberry Pi Foundation released the High Quality Camera, a module for the Raspberry Pi system on a chip with a 12.3-megapixel, backside-illuminated Sony IMX477 sensor. The board supports interchangeable C and CS mount lenses and offers adjustable back focus. And initial resellers will bundle the high-quality camera with either a $25 6mm CS mount lens or a $50 16mm C mount lens. The high-quality camera module itself is available for $50. Zoom updated an April 24th blog post that originally claimed the company had 300 million daily active users to now state that it has 300 million daily Zoom meeting participants, a figure which could include the same person logging into multiple Zoom meetings in a day multiple times. In the updated post, Zoom said, "This was a genuine oversight on our part." Microsoft reported revenue up 15% year over year and $1.40 earnings per share, beating analyst expectations. Azure grew 59% in the year. Office 365 commercial incomes grew 25%. LinkedIn grew 21%. And Xbox, Surface, and Search were flat. Microsoft noted that COVID-19 had minimal impact on Q1 results. Twitter, meanwhile, reported it lost 1 cent per share on revenue of $808 million, up 3% in the year. Analysts had expected revenue of $776 million on earnings of 10 cents per share. The company saw monetizable daily active users increase 24% to 166 million on the year, with 32 million users added on the year and 14 million added since last quarter. Analysts at TrendForce found that the global smartphone production in Q1 fell 10% in the year to roughly 280 million units. The firm predicts a 16.5% drop in the year for Q2, which would be the largest decline in a quarter. Of the top six global smartphone manufacturers, only Vivo increased production volume in the quarter, up 5.5% of the year, to 23 million units. And finally, the app analytics firm Sensor Tower reports that ByteDance's TikTok and the Chinese version Douyin surpassed 2 billion downloads combined. Since Sensor Tower started collecting analytics in 2014, only Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger have surpassed that milestone, excluding pre-installed apps. In Q1, Sensor Tower estimates the app was downloaded 315 million times, the highest number of downloads for any app in a quarter. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.